Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, I have this executive summary ready for Max, but I really would appreciate if you would please review it before I send it to him. Could you do that?
Depends what you need and when you need it. Do you want me to just check for spelling, punctuation, and so on? Or would you like me to review the content as well?
Mainly spelling and punctuation. Of course, you can feel free to comment on the content. I know you're swamped, but we have to have this done by end of day tomorrow.
Okay, no problem. If there's anything major that needs to be changed, I'll call you, okay?
Number 41. What does the man want the woman to do? Number 42. What does the man imply? Number 43. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I'm placing an order. Do we need any stationery supplies?
Actually, we do. We're out of toner and printer paper. Also, Brett's asked us to see if we have enough of those... What do you call those plastic things? Report covers.
You mean the clear plastic covers with the plastic spines? Yeah, I'm not sure what they're called. Report covers, I guess.
Right. Brett likes to have his notes all nice and organized. He uses a lot of those. Can you see if we still have those in stock?
Number 44. What does the man ask the woman? Number 45. What do the speakers have trouble figuring out? Number 46. What is the man probably going to do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
We need to do something about our home loan, Harry. Do you realize our interest rates are over 7% now? It's as if we used a credit card to pay for it.
I know. What are we paying now? $680 a month? We were paying like, what, $550 a couple of years ago?
And the thing is, interest rates are so low right now. We should be able to refinance.
If you can qualify, that's the problem. Rates are low, but nobody can qualify for a loan, even if they have great credit ratings. But I agree, we need to start contacting other lenders.
Number 47. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 48. What will the man probably do next? Number 49. What is the man's concern? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Why is your computer making that beeping noise? It's really loud. Everyone can hear it.
Yeah, I know. For some reason, I can't log into my email program. I've been locked out, and it keeps giving me this error message. Pretty annoying, huh?
Did you change your password last week? Tech support asked everyone to do that, remember? Check your settings to see that it's been changed.
Yeah, I did. And I was able to log in from home earlier, so I don't think it's my account. I think it's local. The computer should have been upgraded a long time ago.
Number 50. What is the woman's problem? Number 51. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 52. What does the woman imply? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Do you understand this memo? It says that all employees who want to supplement their insurance need to go to Human Resources by Monday to fill out some forms. So they're changing our insurance?
No, that's if you've gotten married or had kids or something. You're not affected. At any rate, if you want supplemental insurance, I think it's better to go through a private insurer.
That's if you want to pay two premiums. The benefit of company insurance is that it's all covered under one plan.
Sure, but it's not necessarily cheaper. There are a number of insurers that make it pretty reasonable for you to supplement through them.
Number 53. What does the woman want clarified? Number 54. What does the woman find out? Number 55. What suggestion does the man make? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, so I applied for new telephone service, right? The company takes 2 weeks to install my lines, so I'm already not happy. So now I get my first bill. And can you believe this? They're charging me from the date I applied for service, even though it took them 2 weeks to give it to me.
You mean they're charging for 2 weeks you didn't have service? That's ridiculous. Did you complain?
Did I complain? Yeah. They're saying it's standard policy and that I need to pay and they'll refund for the period I didn't have service. But it's totally crazy. I wish there was some way for me to file formal charges or something, just on principle.
Well, you can't. It's the phone company. They won't change anything. What can you do?
Number 56. What happened to the man? Number 57. What did the phone company tell the man to do? Number 58. What does the woman imply the man should do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
So your feeling is that my health problems are all related to stress. Is that it?
Well, stress and diet. Look, you tell me you've been eating a lot of sweets lately. And that's a common reaction to stress. The sweets perform a physiological and psychological function. They raise your serotonin levels, and that gives you a brief emotional high.
The problem is when I calm down and I want to eat more.
Exactly. Once the high wears off, you're down and stressed, and you become dependent on the sugar to pick you up again. You become a sugar junkie.
Number 59. What has the woman been doing recently? Number 60. What does the man say about sweet foods? Number 61. What does the man say people who eat too much sugar can become? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
So, I can find cheap tickets from Los Angeles to New York City, but it costs double if I want to fly from LA to Ithaca? I've searched every travel site online, and there isn't a single flight that doesn't double my cost. And New York's actually further away.
That's because New York's a major hub and Ithaca isn't. Distance has nothing to do with it. It's always cheaper to fly into a major city. Have you considered trying a travel agent?
Do those even exist anymore? Everyone just buys their tickets online nowadays. I didn't even know travel agents were still around.
Oh, they're still around. The industry's taken a hit, but I know a woman who's just terrific at finding good deals. I can give you her number. It won't hurt to try.
Number 62. What is the man's complaint? Number 63. What does the man find surprising? Number 64. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
We need to update these brochures. This information is really outdated, and some of these even use our old logo. Could you please go through these and start to make a list of things that need to be changed?
No problem. Would you like me to bring Rob into this as well? I'm sure International has some prices they want to update.
I guess we could do that, but do we really want to include prices? That means we'd have to update the brochures every year. That's a bit of a hassle, isn't it?
You have a point. Still, we're going to need him to approve the new brochures at some point, so he should be brought into the loop.
Number 65. What does the man want the woman to do with the brochures? Number 66. What does the woman recommend doing? Number 67. How does the man feel about the woman's idea? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
How many days are you going to be in Spain?
Only 4 days, and unfortunately, the seminar's going to keep me pretty busy, and we have to attend workshops too. I don't think I'm going to be able to get out much. I need to learn this stuff. It's important for my job, you know.
Sure, but class is only during the day, right? You'll be free in the evenings, won't you? You really should make the most out of this trip. Madrid's such a great city.
Oh, I want to get out, believe me. I'm not sure I'm going to get to any museums or galleries, but I'll definitely try and get a taste of the nightlife, at least.
Number 68. Why is the man going to Spain? Number 69. What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 70. What does the man doubt he'll be able to do? Go on to the next page.